President Donald Trump has been urging allies to join his Operation Epic Fury war on Iran. But so far, the response from key allies has ranged from "it's not our war" to "we can talk about it later." Trump is asking for help to protect oil tankers passing the Strait of Hormuz from Iranian attacks.
So we want them to come and help us with the strait. We have it in very good shape.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the strait is open for nations that are not at war with Iran.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belonging to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass.
Trump says he's asked roughly a half dozen other countries to send warships to reopen the vital strait, including Japan, South Korea, China, and several countries in Europe. Japan has laws limiting overseas military deployments, and Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi told Parliament, "We have not made any decisions about dispatching escort ships." South Korea says adequate time is needed for deliberations. China says it will not help in the strait, but Trump renewed his push Monday while downplaying the reluctance he's getting.
We strongly encourage other nations whose economies depend on the strait far more than ours. You know, we get less than 1% of our oil from the strait, and some countries get much more.
Trump has especially pushed European countries to help the U.S. keep the Hormuz Strait safe for oil tankers, although most of the oil that passes through the Gulf actually goes to Asian countries. European countries are not eager to join the fight until they know more about Trump's plans. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK will protect its people and work for stability in the region, but it's not likely to send a warship.
While taking the necessary action to defend ourselves and our allies, we will not be drawn into the wider war.
Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz said NATO is a defensive alliance, not an interventionist one. Stefan Cornelius is a spokesperson for the Chancellor.
Dieser Krieg hat mit der NATO nichts zu tun. Das ist nicht der Krieg der NATO.
He says this war has nothing to do with NATO. It is not NATO's war. He says the U.S. did not consult Germany before the war, adding, Washington said expressly at the beginning of the war that European help was neither necessary nor desired. But that lack of takers for warships in the Strait is not a big deal in the eyes of President Trump.
I don't do a hard sell on them because my attitude is we don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them. But it's interesting. I'm almost doing it in some cases, not because we need them, but because I want to find out how they react.
As Trump pursues his own form of diplomacy, United Nations officials continue to call for an end to the attacks. UN Chief Antonio Guterres said during a visit to Lebanon, there is no military solution. The UN's top climate change official, Simon Steele, says disruption of global energy supplies is being felt worldwide, adding fossil fuel dependency is ripping away national security and sovereignty and replacing it with subservience and rising costs. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says the conflict is rippling through the global food system with rising food and fertilizer costs. On a more local level, experts at the UN's Human Rights Council Monday discussed the plight of Iraqi civilians in the war, where some 3 million people have been displaced. The UN's Special Rapporteur on Rights in Iran, Mai Sato, condemned the more than 1,600 executions carried out in Iran last year, and also the attacks on Iran.
I have condemned the US and Israel's attacks as unlawful under the UN Charter, last year and this time again. The strikes remain unlawful, no matter the assumed or stated objectives of those strikes. International law is not selectively invoked. It applies to all parties in all circumstances.
Sara Hossein is chair of the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Today, the Iranian people are caught between a large-scale military campaign by two countries, the U.S. and Israel, and ongoing repression by their own government in Iran.
She referred to the airstrike that destroyed a girls' school in Iran on the first day of the war, killing more than 168 people, mainly girls.
Against this backdrop, we are particularly concerned by public statements from U.S. officials suggesting that long-established rules of engagement do not apply in this conflict.
She says a core lesson of the war is that military action does not bring meaningful change.
There must be a firm commitment to pursuing justice and change through lawful accountability measures and not through violence. War cannot deliver the outcomes that truth, justice, due process, and transformative reparations can achieve.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.